At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, let's go. We need your participation. What do you have that you love? You absolutely love? That could be properly rated. That could be underrated. That could be overrated. What do you have? We're probably not talking Gaza here. We're not talking healthcare. There's a lot of serious things we could get to.
My God.
This is more a term Mark likes to use, jocularity.
I never heard that word in my life.
Jocularity. So
properly rated.
Yeah. What do you have? Over, under, properly. 651-461-9226. Did we miss sauerkraut days already?
We did, and I think it was like an anniversary of sauerkraut days that you just forgot.
Like,
well, I haven't been on, and I'm welcome back to the show finally.
Yes.
After
yes.
being dismissed.
I don't think it's that.
It's what the message boards
it's
say.
It's Susie. I mean, do you want to take on Susie?
No.
Does anybody want to take on Susie?
I don't think so.
And plus, she's gone 547 days out of 365 days a year.
That's
so
true.
You know, I think it's Ari sometimes, and it was Taylor.
Taylor last week, yeah.
Laura. I think there's a cabal out to get you, Fry.
That's okay. I mean,
but you're back.
Got to keep it fresh.
So this better be razor sharp, then.
Yeah, I got a lot. Not okay. really. So underrated. I'll start underrated. My scam caller interaction this morning. So I'm sitting at my desk at work here. I get a phone call. It's from a number. I have no idea. So I'm like, what the heck? Let's see what's going on. And you know what? I won almost $5 million as the second place finisher
with
Publishers Clearinghouse. And I'm like, I respond. I'm like, oh, that's great, with a kind of sarcastic tone. And they just hang up. So I call back. I call this number back. And I'm like, hey, I think you hung up on me. And he said, yeah, I'm with Publishers Clearinghouse. I'm like, oh, I thought I was the first place winner. And he said, this guy says, never call this number again.
Whoa.
And he hung up.
Wow. You were that close.
I know.
You know, now that I think about it, don't think you were that close.
Yeah. I had my resignation letter written up. I was ready to go.
I have received about 700 calls recently from a tax resolution agency.
Oh.
And they keep calling and calling and calling. I thought about just calling them back and giving them my credit card.
Here's my credit card.
Just go ahead. Because I know most of the time the IRS is just going to call your cell phone.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to call it repeatedly. Then I also saw somebody warn about this, where there's a new scam to pay like a ticket of some sort.
Yes.
That last night. I got a text message.
Well, the sad thing is I actually did have a ticket to pay, right?
Oh.
So I was very conflicted going, this doesn't look legit, but I do have a ticket I need to pay. I still did not respond to the text me out of nowhere, hey, pay your ticket right here. So I apologize that you came so close to winning.
I know.
$5 million.
Really, as a second place finisher.
As a second place. So you were not staying with the $5 million. You were a ghost. You were out of here.
Yeah. I was like,
thanks a lot.
That's all right. Underrated. So I went to Rib Fest over the weekend at Mystic Lake on Friday night. Blues
good.
Traveler, the headliner, if you're familiar with
Traveler. Seems like Blues Traveler is a good fit for Ribs. Right?
It was. So the funny thing is what they have like two songs that I actually know.
Mm-hmm.
They played both of those songs like right away. I'm like, all right.
Did they play them again later?
I have no idea. So I heard Runaround, the second song that they played. I'm like, I think we can leave.
Yeah.
We left 10 minutes after.
Okay. So how many places were out at Ribfest?
Oh, there's probably a dozen different from across the country. Very good. Very good.
Okay. How many local did we have?
That's a good question.
You don't know?
No.
Did you have a personal favorite?
I did. There was one from, I think it was like Arkansas. There's a Texas one that was like.
This is not a very good news report. Lindsay, I don't know. There's one.
I'm not like a rib culinary expert.
Yeah.
But
what's your go-to barbecue order? If you could have one thing, what do you have?
Pulled pork is always it.
Pulled pork,
yes.
Very good. Not as good as brisket.
Pulled
brisket is such a roll of the dice.
Well. peak brisket destroys
Very
pulled
good.
Pork.
It
right?
does, yes.
Yeah. Spare ribs, get out of here. You know what they spare? The meat.
Right.
Okay? Get some meat on there and get back to me, spare ribs.
Yeah. It can be rough. Some barbecue places, if you get it on the wrong day, it's just not
good. No, I don't want you to name any.
I'm not going
to
name any.
Yeah,
I mean, I've tried my hand at making ribs, and
how did that turn out?
You could have sanded a bench with them. It was not good.
Your dog got extra presents that day.
Yeah. Don't invite me over.
Finally, properly rated the 2025 Baseball Hall of Fame, specifically Ichiro's speech, where he called out the one voter who didn't vote for him, and also CC Sabathia, just his career. And just his personal life, like sharing his battle with addiction and stuff, was very, it was cool to see him have that moment. Just because I grew up watching CC and he's just dominant. I mean,
I thought it was also good when Ichiro thanked the Marlins and said, I got to be honest, until you pick me up, I'd never heard of you. I mean, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
When you're an accomplished player like Ichiro, let's not forget all the hits he had.
Yes.
In Japan. He's truly a remarkable player. But he says, thanks a lot. Wait, what league are you in?
Right.
You're in Major League Baseball. Very good, Mark. Okay, send us more texts. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? What is properly rated is walking around and let's say the glutes aren't tight. The hamstrings not tight. The upper back. Or what's properly rated, you're going to the golf course. And sure, you got to hit a few warm-up shots, but then you're meeting the middle of the club face and your body doesn't hurt. Or you're a runner and you run 3-4 miles and you get done and you're like, God, I feel pretty good. Or what also is properly rated, you're just a couch jockey. You're just on the couch all of the time, sit around, and you feel good. How does all of this happen? You go to Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab has trained therapist. It's not like you go in there and say, hey, I'd like a gig. Okay, you're a trained therapist here at Stretch Lab, starting on somebody. No, weeks and weeks of training with a pretty rigorous background and also good follow-up. And then let's say the three of us walk in, Mark, Lindsay, myself, we're all going to get different type of stretches because we all have different type of issues. Whether you're 85 or you're 10, they're going to work with you. Double figure locations around the metro area. You have 25-minute options. You have 50-minute options. I've been going for 6-plus years, and I believe in it. StretchLab.com. We're right in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated. Among the texts, properly rated, the ease of scoring at the TPC Blaine. They're at the course, folks, for one reason. The PGA owns the course. I hate to say it, there's at least 20 better golf courses in the metro area, and I might say 30. But they own it, so they make all the money. And I like Hollis a lot, but Hollis knows that too, but Hollis can't say that. It's what they have. MnDOT, since we mentioned MnDOT, a lot of people are not pleased with MnDOT, so they're going after them. Cold iced tea daily. Year-round. I'm not an iced tea person in any way. You?
I wish I was, but I just can't get behind it.
No. Is it? It's part of you is just you're gnawing at the fact
I've
you're not
tried
an iced tea guy?
And I just, it sounds so refreshing to the people who enjoy it, but no. It's just not.
Lindsay?
No, I'm a Diet Coke through and through. I don't want your dirty water.
Get out of here. Pepsi is so much superior.
No.
Pull tabs. Overrated. You rarely ever win, and they are boring. I obviously have played pull tabs plenty. I think you're shot, Minnesota, if you don't play pull tabs. I'm bored by them, too. I think you have to decide, not like, oh, yeah, my life is so busy and so complicated and so complex and so exotic.
You don't need the money.
Everybody needs the money.
Yeah.
Everybody. Bezos would take the cash. Maybe that's it. Maybe when I play, I don't win enough.
That's true.
If I won more, I'd say, wow, these are fun. Now, when you go out and you don't bring the child, you and the gal go out, are you a pull tab player?
It depends on sort of the atmosphere. On my birthday, we went to Frenchman's in Richfield, which very good sort of place for pull tabs. And we pulled, I think, 250.
Oh,
yeah.
Excuse me.
And then you leave the tip. And yeah.
What kind of tip did you leave?
I think 20% is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's way better than Harrigan would have. Yeah. Lindsay, pull tabs, pro or con?
I'm a con because every time I try to do it, I never win.
Overrated the new dirty soda craze, a bunch of sweet, syrupy yuck. Thoughts?
I haven't heard of that. I've heard of like the healthy soda, which seems like a scam.
Yeah.
How about you? This is kind of coming out of Utah because they have those soda shops because the Mormons typically don't drink coffee and so they got to get the Mormons. I'm just saying there's a lot of them that live out there. They kind of founded the Utah.
Would you like them eliminated?
Absolutely not. The Gen Zs don't drink a lot of alcohol, and so those beverage companies got to get their
Gen Zs
from
don't
somewhere.
Have alcohol. They don't have sex. Right. They don't get their driver's license.
But they got a nice little soda pop, so everything's fine.
Honestly, what's wrong with you, Gen Z? Start drinking and have some sex and driving. Come on.
Get that birth rate up. Everything's going so great.
Let's go. I attended my first, I'm reading text here, Lynx game last night. L, by the way, we lost our first home game. The DJ music is underrated. The refs and clock officials are overrated. The crowd was properly rated. We're blaming the refs again? Man, we love to do that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And the last one for the Twins, underrated the Twins' ability to consistently lose to bad baseball teams. No one does it better. When you went 2-4 against the Nationals and the Rockies the last two weekends, I think that text applies. All right, Lindsay, what do you have?
All right. Yesterday, I was really having a great day. So my underrated for the week is Sunday afternoon naps. Very underrated, especially when you have a chaise lounge. I just got a new one at the house. It's
fancy.
Orange. Yep, it's a double
it's
wide.
Orange.
It's orange. It matches. I'll send a picture to you later. It matches the color palette that we've selected for the library.
Who's we?
Me and my partner that live in the house.
Yeah.
And so we had a little library day.
Both of you colorblind or?
No, it just went with the couch. I've like
is
a
this
cool...
Miami?
It could be. Vice.
Yeah.
So Sunday afternoon naps. I typically like taking naps in the morning because then you still have the whole day.
Aren't you just waking up?
I know, but sometimes waking up takes a lot of energy out of you. So you got to go back down. Sometimes you need to get a little breakfast.
How quick is the nap after waking up?
Within an hour. We just get a little food, a little muscle milk in you, and then lay down, a couple of scrollies on the TikTok, brain goes to sleep.
Yeah. Okay. How long is a normal nap on a Sunday?
Intentionally, it's probably around 50 minutes. In actuality, it's probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
I try. Okay. I try really hard.
How comfortable was the orange-sicle?
It was amazing. Yeah. I was directly in the sun, so I was a little nervous about my lack of sunscreen application. You can get sunburned through the window. So next time.
You're light skin, well, too.
I know. Blonde hair, blue eyes. It's not going to go well for me. I'm at war with the sun. So yeah. Sunday afternoon naps, I'm a huge fan. Underrated. Properly rated. I got some audio for this. I don't know if you guys have heard about the uproar of the recent American Eagle ad featuring Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
But when you hear sentences like this,
genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has very keen.
Some people are saying that gives eugenics vibes. I'm going to say that's properly rated.
You're not joining the Nazi crowd on this, are you?
I am not a Nazi or part of that crowd.
I didn't think you were a Nazi.
No.
But there's a lot of people comparing this.
Nazism isn't the only thing that bears claim to eugenics.
Yeah, but a lot of people are. She's just trying to be hot wearing jeans. Come on. You think there's a lot of symbolism that
America... Day in my life.
Who are you selling the jeans to? That's my question. Who's going to buy those jeans?
A lot of people.
Well, which people specifically?
Well, okay, no, you answer. Who do you think they're appealing to?
Who is she selling the jeans to?
Guys who think she's
hot. No, she's selling women's jeans!
Yeah, no, but guys who are hot are watching.
So, if you're selling jeans, particularly to women, why would you advertise that gets the men involved? Why would you go with the male gaze? That makes no sense to me.
This is new to you that
at
they
some
use
point,
Hang on. Deep breath. That they use attractive individuals to advertise products.
You can
and
do
guys,
that.
And guys, by the way, you know guys also buy jeans for gals.
Uh-huh. Since that happens a lot. I certainly have a lot of men who buy clothes for me in my life. I think it's ridiculous. You go blonde hair, blue eyes, I have good jeans. It just gives me weird vibes. And there's a lot of things in the water that give me pause. So what messaging and what we're trying to lead people into thinking.
You really think now.
Mm-hmm.
That This is subliminally intentional that they're using these words with the blonde hair, blue eye gal to send this message out, as opposed to, hold on, hang on. The it girl of the last year and a half is Sydney Sweeney. You agree with me, right? She's
one of them.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
She's everywhere. And they're trying to use her suggestively pulling up the jeans, or you've seen the one picture where it's just straight on her boobs.
Yeah, just a zoom in.
They're just selling her hotness.
I know that.
And you know what happens? You click on the ad, you go to AmericanEagle.com, and there's probably more photos of her there. So that also gets the guy's attention.
There's plenty of photos.
I've not investigated.
You have not clicked.
Yeah.
No clicks given to that. I just think that there is a tightening of messaging towards certain beauty standards. And she fits a lot of those beauty standards. It could technically be the standard by our current definition. The it girl, right, as you're talking about.
But that's been going on for 40, 50, 60, 70 years,
right? Yeah,
but
if you go 5-6 years back, we're talking a lot more body positivity. We're talking about a lot more inclusive messaging. There has been a distinct switch into we're not just all people are beautiful, but this specific type is beautiful. And this is what we want to use as the example.
I get what you're saying. And listen, I was talking about this with Jason the other day. There are businesses where they're allowed to hire individuals because they're attractive.
Yep.
Solely because they're attractive. Whereas if other businesses try to do that, that's litigation. I just think over the last, when we've been more body positive, what would you say the last, I think, 20 years or so? I think even when that was going on, Lindsay, which I applaud, it shouldn't just be, here's the ideal looking woman, you know, thin, big boobs, big booty, all that. That even when they had other body positivity of, here's how people really look. Everybody doesn't just look like Sydney Sweeney. They also had attractive people. That we've had that confluence going on the entire time.
I just don't need somebody's explanation of a Punnett square to tell me that somebody's pretty. Like it just seems like that's where we're trying to get into the science of it. And that what this is what beautiful is. This is what you should aspire to. I just want more of it. And that's just one example. Okay. That's one medium. That's one ad. There's a million others. But I intake a lot of information. I see different themes. And she's not the only one that's kind of peddling this type of attitude or subliminal messaging. And I'm not even saying it's her messaging. She's just part of the ad. She's just a tool, just like all of us.
Yep.
A tool of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Never ends. And then my overrated, also house related, wood floors.
Wood floors.
Overrated. I'm probably the only person to ever say this because they look great. I know they don't harbor all the dandruff and the dust and stuff. I can't stand the feeling of pebbles on the ground or like cat litter.
Wait a second.
It's a nightmare
What hardwood floors automatically have pebbles on them?
I'm just saying like the hardwood floors look great, but then when you start living on them and then you feel every speck of rock and whatever you've trounced
rock
in your house.
Oh.
I'm outside. I'm doing things. I got cats in the house.
Wiping your feet?
Before you vacuum?
I try to vacuum and then they bring more stuff in. It's never ending. The dishes, the laundry, it never ends. I have to mow again and it's so hot outside. The wood floor is overrated.
You need a second nap, I think.
Truly.
I mean, your morning nap?
I didn't get
a morning nap. I was prepping for your show.
Clearly.
Oh, my gosh. Buckle up, man.
This week.
Pluribus. This is the latest from Vince Gilligan and Ray Sehorn. Sign me up. If your background of late is Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, I'm in. Let me break the news to you. Happy Gilmore 1 was overrated.
Amen.
Not that good at all. We don't need a Happy Gilmore 2. I don't need every social media feed to be telling me how Happy Gilmore 2 is. I'm sure it's not that good, just like 1 was. Outside of the fight with Bob Barker, it was dull. Happy Gilmore 1, massively overrated. Here's another one. We've got the fourth version of the Fockers coming out soon. Please, for the love of God, we don't need a fourth version of the Fockers. You're Bob De Niro. We're tight. I can call him Bob. Stop making these. Find Scorsese. Kill a few more people. What we do need is Spinal Tap 2, and it's coming out. You're with me on the Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore was like, it was fine, but what? it's not anywhere near Adam Sandler's best movie, which I mean.
I kiss you all over.
And by the way, the last 25 years, Sandler's hit ratio on movies is about 1 in 10.
Well, you're just counting the money. I mean, that's good for him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not good for his audience.
Right.
I mean, his best movie the last 25 years is Uncut Gems by Miles, and it's not a comedy.
Which, thinking about that movie, I get anxiety just thinking about
this. It's very tense. Downtown Minneapolis, we have 10,000 salad places. I participated in one again today. Can we get a salad place where the salad looks actually like a normal size salad, and it's not the size of Andre the Giant's head? And then we could get a salad where we're actually paying $7 for it. I went back, and I said, a small, nope, only one size. I just was hoping they made $16 for that salad.
For one
salad? $16. That's why I hadn't participated in one of the salad places in about 2 years. I'm good now. The texters, we had quite a few texters last week who would text here and say, hey, can you give me the number for so-and-so? I appreciate that you're listening. I think it's very kind that you listen. We're not Google. We're 651-461-9226 is not the place to say, hey, down in the valley in Golden Valley, can you give me the number? Yeah, here's the number. Google.com. We're not that place, are we?
$20. I will give you the number. Just
okay.
That's my new side hustle during work.
Okay. For $20, I also will give you. And among the maladies that is annoying, not as annoying as the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle spot to Lindsay, the sore throat. The sore throat out of nowhere in the summer when it's 946 degrees. The sore throat stinks. You know when the sore throat belongs? Winter. Not that I'm desirous of in the winter, but the sore throat belongs in January. Yes or no, Mark Fry?
I agree, especially if you're like me. Usually a sore throat is like the start of 5 days of hell. So you're just like, oh, something else is coming. That's not fun.
Brown, where do you stand? You're pro sore throat? Or?
I do love cough drops, but I'm mostly anti sore throat because it makes our job a lot harder.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of, are you familiar with Saving Private Ryan?
Great film.
Me being here today is like that opening scene.
Here
with the sore throat. That's what I'm overcoming. 35 past 2. Patrick Ricey is here. Like all our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I believe my hometown, the town you live in, Golden Valley, I believe Golden Valley has more power outages than any other city in the United States of America. Prove me wrong.
I can guarantee you that that's true on my side of the street. The people on the other side, I would say in my many years there, this was the 50th time we lost power when the people across the street were watching TV and having a good old time. I don't know what it is, but there was a song. It was the dark end of the street, but if there was a dark side of the street, that would be us. And you know what happens now? You know, Chad, when we were first there and the power went out, you'd get a book and a flashlight, right?
Yeah.
Now you got two iPhones. You got an iPad, and you have, my wife has these excellent hearing aids from Starkey, where she can listen to books. She can listen to books on these, so we have to get those charged up, too. So I was so busy getting stuff charged up, I forgot what I was supposed to be doing earlier today.
Not a problem at all. Derek Falvey calls you Wednesday and says, Patrick, I've got this offer for Joe Ryan, this offer for Duran, this offer for Jax. What do they need to get to trade those guys, considering all three are under control for a couple more years?
Yeah, well, Joe Ryan, I think you have to get more than, you know, for a starting pitcher. But you can slap bullpens together, not as good as this one. But Duran and Jax, I would guess those are the two guys that are going to move. Jax, for sure. He's 30, so I love him. I think he's great. And I also think that there's probably 15 clubs that would call you if you tried to, if you wanted to move him. So, but, yeah, I think, you know what I say? For Duran and Jax, you got to get five can't-miss prospects because half of them are going to miss anyway,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, the can't-miss.
For sure.
They miss. They miss. But you can't be taking some 18, 19-year-old kid who's your 62nd best prospect or your 30th best. You got to be giving me if you're the Dodgers and you got if you want Joe Ryan to be a starter, you got to give me basically your half your farm system, I think. So, I think two of them will move. This idea they can't give up because they're for sale. That's exactly why they can give up, because the person that's going to pay $1.7 or $8 billion doesn't care if they win 65 or 85. What's he care? He just wants to. He just wants to come in and make his own mark, or him or her, whoever it is, make his own mark on the franchise. They don't. There's probably less pressure on them, at least from the Pollad standpoint, to win than there's ever been. And you know, now Falvey and those guys, they might want to win because there could be a wholesale change coming in that front,
yeah.
in that front office. And really, the last Derek's quotes. On this that I have read, he's taken babbling to a new level. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, but, he's being very, very safe. Our guy Dan Cook has just reported that Ken Rosenthal is reporting that Chris Paddock to the Tigers just happening now.
Oh, really?
The
okay,
sheriff.
Not, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's not for a
I'm
top
not
prospect.
Surprised to see that. I would think that. You know that I assumed he was going to get traded. Yeah, he's his contract's finally up. Right?
Yes,
he's been okay.
He's been fine. Detroit,
all of a sudden, even though they're still 8 or 9 games ahead, they've been playing terrible.
Yes,
and they could use a starter. We don't know which prospect they got for him though. Huh?
I don't think it's the next Tarek Skubal.
No,
a little bit below.
No.
What is going on with ownership? Like, I get the Ishbia brother, and by the way, if he was going to run the team in any way, like his brother's running the Suns, thank God he's not here.
That's right. Yes.
What is going on? This is taking a long, long time.
Well, Manfred did make it sound like Ishbia was the front runner, and then when that fell through, it took a while. It's going to be a group now, don't you think? I don't think it's going to be a.
Yeah.
And they got a lead guy, but when the Tampa Bay fellas can get $1.7 billion, and they don't have a stadium, and if they do fix the stadium, they still don't have a stadium because it stinks.
Won't fix that one.
I would guess you're going to get close to two here, aren't you?
I would think so. I mean, I get that one person's in the lead, but guess what? He's been out of the mix for multiple months. I just think somebody else would have emerged at this point.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. The TV, the fact that when you look at the books, and 2 years ago they were making $52 million a year in network in money, you know, the regional sports network make money. And now they have not had the guts to tell us how much they're making on Twins TV, but I would guess it's about $2.5 million. Even when you're looking at the books, that's a $50 million reduction, isn't it? That's pretty significant. And Manfred did mention that as they talk to the players about a new bargaining deal in a couple of years, you know, the regional TV network thing has not been taken care of. So, and that, you know, Chad, what was baseball's greatest asset? Inventory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inventory.
Yeah.
You know, you could.
We're always there.
You could put 150 games on regional TV. Well, now nobody's you know, nobody's willing to pay for it. So,
did you see the ESPN report today? Maybe without the power, you didn't see it. Where Manfred's making his tour and he's in the Phillies clubhouse, and they're covering some things, and Bryce Harper's agitated, and they end up getting face to face.
Wow.
And saying to him, if you're going to talk about a salary cap in any way, get the bleepity bleep out of my clubhouse. And apparently Manfred said, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they're going to try to get some form of a cap, that's for sure. And the public wants it. And,
yep.
You know, but here, okay, when Ohtani signs for $70 million a year, and you let them run this scam where they only have to count half of it on the cap.
Right.
Why don't you just say, no, you can't do that.
Right.
Take us to court.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know where we're going, but obviously the NFL has shown that
it works.
When you give everybody a chance, it works,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Simple.
Yeah.
We were texting yesterday during the 3M Open when the who's who leaderboard, and you made a really good point. Without Liv, not only is the schedule terrible, and we've known that for a while, but you take out a number of other guys. Let's say you get 10 of the Liv guys, not the top guys. You weren't going to get Bryson and DJ.
You're going to get 10 or 15 guys, most of whom you've heard of, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, the other thing, and I really feel because the 8 designated tournaments – you have now given all the great players an excuse not to play these other tournaments. Right?
Yes, for sure.
And you used to be able to get a couple of them to show up, right? Now you get none. And, you throw 90-some degrees in with a leaderboard of strangers. I give a lot of people credit for showing up. And, we need at TPC Twin Cities? Trees.
Yeah. Rough.
90 degrees. You need a tree.
You need a tree. Yes, you do. And not a dull, you know what, golf course. Okay. TV, Department Q, your recommendation. I loved. Thought it was great. Really good. Matthew Good. Who's his, is it Akrab? Why am I forgetting his name right now? His partner that emerges. He's great.
Yes.
Anything else you're enjoying right now?
We just got done. Patience on Masterpiece.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Just finished 6 episodes. It's great. And by the way, there's somebody digging a hole next to me, and I got the top down on the convertible in case you're hearing a little ruckus in the background here. That's what's going on.
How's the pool this summer?
Pool has been great, except now that there's no power. And we had a heavy rain, and we're supposed to get a rain tonight. We could be going over the top here.
Trouble.
I can get out there with a pail and try to get it out of there, but I don't think that's going to work. So
tell Doogie's kids to help out.
Yes, that's true. I don't see Doogie anymore. He's got better pools to go to, I guess. So anyway.
All right, get back to the house. I got to go.
All right, see you. Goodbye.
Patrick James Ricey. Patrick. When the power gets on, maybe Patrick should reach out to Pella. PellaNorthland.com. They'll go to Golden Valley. They'll go to Stillwater. They'll go to Eveleth. They'll go to Worthington. They'll get it done. They've been getting it done for how many years? Oh, 100. 100. Compare your other window options to a business like this. Around for 100 years. Lived in one house almost 20 years with Pella Windows. PellaNorthland.com. You get all the info. So if you decide to move, whether it's a new house or an existing house, find out if it has Pella. I did. Yes, Pella included in the mix. When they came out to my place last year and made changes, they replaced 4 or 5 windows, but then dramatically altered the kitchen, made it immensely better. And on the sale, guess what? The money came back. They'll work with your budget, your style. You could go online, PellaNorthland.com, and schedule a free in-home visit, or along with doing that, go to their showroom in Woodbury and Plymouth. And right now, no payments, no interest if paid in full within 24 months and $250 off per window, $500 off per door. Don't wait. PellaNorthland.com. This is not going to be a long visit with Jason. Lindsay, when are we going to stop talking with Jason? We haven't even started talking with him.
57:45, because we got to fit those ads in, baby.
There we go. He's just putting the headphones on. I was watching your footage from your downtown location.
Harrowing footage.
It was pretty wicked.
Yeah. The storm. And I drove in through Robbinsdale today, down 81, and trees down everywhere.
Yeah. My part of town, not real good. What did you think about Pig Ape Matt Pizza coming back?
Smart. I thought that brand has more legs, more juice.
Yep.
And the pizza was great.
Yep. All right. We're going to stop talking.
That's it.
Right now. Boom. That's it. Hit a button. Something like that. And then I'll stop talking. I might talk more.